Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's officially happy hour because it's 5 o'clock on Friday, and we're going to be doing the happy hour at 5:30. Want to hear what's making you happy? What's you're looking forward to this weekend? So you'll call us at 651-989-9226 at 5:30, or you'll chime in on Facebook or on the text line. It's our favorite segment of the week. Right, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty to be happy about. Is there anything to be happy about in the news, Jor? Anything catch your eye?
Yes, a couple of trending stories that we are happy about, and you heard it in Laura's news, and it was one of our trenders, too. Coon Rapids, the Coon Rapids Andover win over the Little League World Series that Maddie Fecker, I'm not sure how to exactly say her last name. Sorry about that. Frecking. I think it's Frecking, right?
I'm just going to let you dig that hole a little deeper.
I believe it's Frecking. Maddie Frecking.
I think I pronounced it freaking.
Well, that's definitely not it.
That doesn't sound
better. Not it. So if the Frecking family is watching, you can send your letters to Paul. Really happy for these kids and super excited for them. And 10 a.m. Sunday, Coon Rapids will play Virginia in the winner's bracket of the double elimination tournament. So we're really excited about that, and we are rooting for them to continue on.
Go Coon Rapids. Make us proud.
And
yes,
then of course,
absolutely.
The big story that I've been watching today is a national story because we talked about this at length yesterday when Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were barred from visiting Israel because of their support of the BDS movement. Well, now Israel has come back and said if Rashida Tlaib wants to visit her grandmother, absolutely she can come. It's just she has to abide by the law that says people who support the BDS movement normally aren't allowed. They were making an exception because we know she is a supporter of the BDS movement, which calls for the elimination of Israel. And they said she can come, but she says, no, I don't want to go. I can't. I'm not. If I can't protest and if I can't promote BDS, then I'm not going to go. She tweeted, silencing me and treating me like a criminal is not what she, meaning her grandmother, wants from me. She said it would kill a piece of me. But it's my understanding that the restriction that they put on her, which is just enforcement of the law, that she may not promote BDS while in Israel. No other restrictions were made on Ms. Tlaib visiting her grandmother. And I just think it really looks unwell upon her. This really looks bad. You know, you made a big stink that you want to go visit your grandma, that she's 90. It could be your last visit. Then go visit her. Stop trying to make this a big political thing. Stop trying to make Israel look bad at every turn. Because you know what you did? You poked the bear, and they said, sure, come on in. And now you look bad for not going. So if you really love your grandma, go visit your grandma. Don't make her a political pawn in all of this. You know, maybe you would gain some credibility back if you actually visited your grandmother. So it's just unfortunate that Ms. Tlaib is making this such a political football and now throwing her grandmother under the bus in doing so.
Well, You in the 3 o'clock hour, the way you put it, what she hates Israel.
Here's what I said.
More than she loves her grandmother.
When she chooses to love her grandmother more than she hates Israel, then she will become part of the solution. Right now, she's part of the problem.
Yeah, don't make grandma a pawn.
So new developments today, and still an unfortunate situation happening there.
But again, what are we doing? We're talking about Representative Tlaib.
We are.
We're talking about Representative Omar, right?
We are doing all of those things.
Are they the most talked about Democrats in recent days?
Well, they shouldn't
more
be.
More so than the people that are actually running for president?
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Senator Warren is hoping she could get some of this. You know, Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Although I guarantee they wouldn't want this kind of press. They wouldn't want to be so divisive on Israel. They wouldn't want to be people that are hypocrites. They wouldn't want to get this. I don't think they would want to get this kind of chatter.
But aren't there some politicians who believe any press is good press? Just get my name out there.
Maybe.
My name recognition.
Maybe.
Hmm?
Maybe that's the case.
Maybe
that's the case.
I don't have the answer.
What's trending for you?
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America became the first North American denomination to declare itself a sanctuary church body. Listen to this. This resolution, Jor, asserts that the church is committed to serving and supporting migrant children and families in communities across the nation. And it was approved by a substantial vote at the 2019 Evangelical Lutheran Church in America Churchwide Assembly in Milwaukee. Let's see.
You know, somebody it sent me, not... somebody on Facebook is a proud member of the ELCA. And they were reaching out on Facebook. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Paul, but they sent me the talking points that as a member of the church, they got from the church. So I thought we were trying to get somebody on who could come on, but it was late on a Friday. So this is what this person sent me on Facebook. And you, too. They posted it on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. Martin, so thank you for that. This is what it says. Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. What does becoming a sanctuary denomination mean for ELCA? They write, in its simplest form, it means that we are publicly declaring that walking alongside immigrants and refugees is a matter of faith. The ELCA Churchwide Assembly, the highest legislative authority of ELCA, declared that when we preach on Sunday that Jesus told us to welcome, we will use our hands and our voices on Monday to make sure it happens. Beautiful. They say bringing sanctuary denomination does not call for any person, congregation, or is it synod?
Synod.
I apologize. Synod. I apologize. Thank you for teaching me to engage in any legal actions. They also say we have a broken system regarding immigration, refugees, and asylum. To declare ourselves a sanctuary church body is to say that we seek to provide concrete resources to assist the most vulnerable who are feeling the sharp edges of the broken system. It's about loving their neighbors.
Look, this resolution apparently does not compel the denomination's 9,000 congregations to offer shelter to migrants. It's more aspirational, an aspirational statement from the church as a matter of their faith. One of the bishops in the synod said the church's mission is to walk with those that are vulnerable in society. It's a reaffirmation of our call to welcome all. We are following the biblical mandate to welcome the stranger.
Beautiful.
So how that manifests itself. But again, I have, you know, conservative friends who say less government intervention, let churches and charities step up to provide assistance.
And
that's the way it's worked for hundreds of years. So, yeah, they're stepping up.
One of the other talking points that I think is notable from the ELCA, it says this. Except for our members whose ancestors were here before European settlement, or others who were forced to come to the U.S. against their will, i.e. slaves, the ELCA is an immigrant church. Our decades-long work with immigrants and refugees is how we practice our faith in the world. Lutherans started Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, one of the 9 refugee resettlement agencies in the U.S. I'm thrilled about all of this. I know that it's a little squishy and it doesn't give concrete rules, but I love that they have come out publicly and made a statement of this. You know, Paul, when the family separation policy started, I called Lutheran Social Services and I said, I know you guys do a lot of work with refugees. How do I house some of these kids? I said, send them to me. Send them to St. Louis Park. I will put them in my house. I want to help these kids because I thought it was so horrible that they should be separated from their parents. I said, how do I help? And they weren't working directly with that. You know, that was real. A lot of government regulation was involved with that. So they couldn't help me. But they said right now, probably donations are the best way, which was a good avenue for people who feel helpless like me. But I feel like ELCA felt, you know, we shouldn't all have to be so helpless. We can make a public statement. We can urge loving thy neighbor. We can say it out loud that we have empathy for other people. And I think this is a huge step. And I'm thrilled that this organization of faith is living their faith. I love it.
Well, it's got, what, over 600,000 members, 670,000 members in Minnesota. It is, I think it's the biggest denomination in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So they carry some clout and some credibility, and we'll see what happens from here.
They're walking the walk. They are walking the walk. When we get back, we are going to talk with Joe Anderson. Joe Anderson, frequent guest on this show when Paul is on vacation, with his purple preview of the Viking-Seattle game this Sunday night at 7 p.m. That's next. Welcome back. It's 525. Thanks for hanging with us. At 535, we have the happy hour, my friend. Go round up your wife, pour a drink. Paul, I'm talking to you. And call us at 651-989-9226 to tell us what is making you happy this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon. You know, Vikings is making me happy. although I'm not ready for the cold weather, but we're always ready for some football here on WCCO Radio. And Joe Anderson is the new host of the Purple Preview for the Viking, our game here, or our show here, excuse me, on WCCO Radio. He's got a preview of the Viking-Seattle game this Sunday night at 7 p.m. Joe, welcome to the show.
How exciting is it that we get to have a beautiful weekend and cap it all off with a little football game down at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday night?
So fun. What can we expect? What can we expect out of this team on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Out of a second game, two of the preseason, you can expect a long game.
Okay.
You can expect not to know who the heck is on the field in the third and the fourth quarter. I think the most important thing that the Vikings can do in this game, and Seattle too, any NFL team in the preseason, is make sure they keep their big guns healthy when they get out on the field. You know, when you throw your starters out there, I think the starting offense played one series, starting defense played one long series in the first game. You'll probably see them for a couple more this week, and then they'll really ramp it up to where I would assume they'll play like the whole first half in game number three. And so you'll see a little bit more of them. What you really want is them just to be healthy.
Okay. These preseason games, Joe, do they really mean anything? I mean, let me back up and ask that. Let me ask that a different way. I mean, as fans, as rabid Vikings fans, are there really any takeaways?
I don't know. I mean, I've been around it a long time, and I'm fairly skeptical about the whole preseason in terms of the impact it has on the regular season. I do think, you know, on Monday nights I sit with Jeff Diamond, and he's a former Vikings general manager and vice president. And he's a player personnel guy, and he was with the Tennessee Titans too. And he makes good points when he says that you get a chance to look at some of the guys that will make up the back end of your roster and make the decisions about who those players are going to be. And every once in a while, someone will go out on the field and they'll play against the starters or maybe the second tier guys, and they'll look really, really good. And you'll kind of scratch your head and go, hey, this guy looks like he might have something here. And so you can find that diamond in the rough, or you just fill out the rest of your roster and, you know, you get yourself ready for the regular season, and everybody figures out how to get back down to U.S. Bank Stadium and where to park and how to get to Eric the Red for the Purple Sunday pregame with Joe Anderson and Henry Lake at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. You just kind of get yourself back into the swing of things.
And that was Subliminal, 6 o'clock on Sunday night with Henry Lake and Joe Anderson. You will be listening to the Purple pregame here on CCO.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, you're the best. Thanks for the time today, and we'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have an awesome weekend.
You got it. You too.
Sure, we got a theme going here. For more on what's happening in training camp with the Vikings, here is Mike Max.
That's right. It's the happy hour. I got Dan on line one. I got three lines open. 651-989-9226 is my number. I definitely want to hear from you. You can text to that number also, not while you're driving. Remember, Minnesota's hands-free. Or you can join us on Facebook Live and tell us what is making you happy. You just post away on that Facebook, and I will read it. But let's go around the horn. Paul, being up at Pelican Lake, what is making you happy, sir?
I'm happy I'm at Pelican Lake.
I bet.
And I'm happy that we have so many lakes to choose from. A day doesn't go by, Jura, where I take that for granted. I mean, we grew up on the East Coast, you and I, and we would go to the shore, the Jersey Shore, and it was fine. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything bad about that.
Hypodermic needles. You know, you get used to it.
Yeah, the sharks. And yeah, other than that, it's... But it took me a while to figure out the lakes, but wow.
You love it.
So hope to do some fishing Sunday morning, and I am looking forward to Labor Day weekend. My oldest son, Walt's, actually he has a friend who's getting married.
Great.
And he's coming back with Tracy, our daughter-in-law, and our future grandchild in a week and a half. First time we've seen them since we got the great news.
I can't wait to see Walt and Tracy and baby in belly. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. We got a special guest in studio, Henry Lake. What's making you happy, sir?
What is making me happy? I guess the number one thing that's making me happy is the weather, I think, is beautiful today.
For sure.
All right, we start with that. The fact that the Minnesota Twins the Minnesota Twins are still in first place.
That's
that is
right.
making me happy.
That's right.
And just, I guess knowing that I'm going to get a chance to sleep in a little bit tomorrow.
You're the hardest working man in showbiz, my friend. Go. He does like three shows. He's up right after us with First Pitch, and then after the game, he's back on with Final Pitch, where he takes your calls. Hardest working man in showbiz. He's doing Purple Pre on Sunday night, so you bet.
And post game, so it'll be a lot of work.
And you deserve a day off.
But you know, I'm not complaining. I'm happy. I'm blessed to be in this situation, and I love being here at WCCO.
We'll get to Mr. JP in a moment, but Dan's in Milford, Michigan. Dan, are you really streaming us? Hey, Susan, something's wrong with my screen and I can't pop him up, so can you pop up Dan? Are you streaming us on radio.com, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Thanks for listening that way. Appreciate
nice.
It. Yeah.
What's yeah, but right now I'm actually in Richfield, and my beautiful wife, Deanna, had her last radiation treatment at the Mayo Clinic today after 5 weeks of radiation treatments. And today was her last one, and we're back together.
You know what?
Wow.
Dan, I get chills when people tell these stories, Dan. We should say a special prayer for you and your lovely bride, and I hope all is well for you, both of you. Sir.
Fantastic news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Mike's in Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's making you happy, sir? No, he's on line three. Line three.
My wife and I are on a pontoon in Wisconsin on the lake having cocktails, listening to CCO. And I've talked her into going skinny dipping.
Ooh, nice.
We'll see what happens.
Don't tell anybody which lake. You two need some privacy.
Love your show.
Enjoy it, Mike. Enjoy it. And
awesome.
She enjoys it too. That's right.
Wow.
Julie's in Eden Prairie. What's making you happy today, Julie?
What's making me happy, it's a beautiful day. I actually went to a funeral this morning. That sounds sad, but it was wonderful. And then spent time with my mom, and her name is Jackie, and she cranks WCCO all day. So, Mom, I hope you can hear me. This is daughter Julie. And then one last thing that makes me happy is Minnesota has the most amazing bike trails, and I'm going to get on one of them tomorrow.
Julie, Jackie, we love you, and thanks for listening and calling in, Julie. Enjoy those bike
trails.
Wow.
I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that.
She's right.
You know, when I moved away from here for 5.5 years, one of the things that I hated was the fact that I could not run around the lakes.
Uh-huh.
And I love that I'm back and I can do that.
You absolutely can. And she's right about that. Every time we go around the urban lakes, I tell my kids this is a great place to live. We value it. I don't see litter. It's clean. It's beautiful. I love them all. Jean's in Maplewood. Jean, what's making you happy, love?
Okay, two things. I'm a proud and loyal Lutheran from the ELCA, mm-hmm. and I'm very, very proud that my ELCA churchwide made this wonderful thing declared that we are a sanctuary church. I love that. And I also had some illnesses the last week and a half, and my sister, my wonderful twin sister Judy, who I hope is listening, helped me out a lot, and I'm very thankful for her. And she's my twin sister, too.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful to have such great family, Jean.
And I love the twins. Yay!
Let's go. Yes. Let's go. Let's keep it going.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jean and Judy. And Jean, we'll pray for you, too, and make sure that all is well now with your little bit of health scares. Sharon's in Deer Creek. Sharon, what's making you happy?
I'm happy because we're one day closer to the Minnesota State Fair.
Ah, she's right.
Yes.
Oh, she's pumped.
So I work with 4-H programming. Come out and see the 4-H kids.
We absolutely will. And maybe we'll have them on the show, Sharon. You going to bring them over?
We'll bring as many as you want. You just make arrangements and we'll have them there.
I want a pig. I want a horse. I want a cow. I want a chicken. I want a bunny. I want it all, Sharon. Okay.
I work livestock weekend and we would love to come see you.
I love everything about Sharon. You'll be getting a call from Susan and David. Thank you, dear. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 651-989-9226 is our phone number. What's making you happy?
I have heard this segment a few times, but just being a part of it for the first time ever, it does make me feel so much better.
Positive.
It puts me in a happy place. I'm dead serious right now.
It makes you positive.
Yeah.
We love sharing everyone's happy. And people call in with the greatest stories, you know, the cancer survivors or the new grandbabies. I mean, it's really beautiful.
And during the week, we get so caught up in, especially in a news setting with so many, you know, negative stories and stuff like that or whatever. Just at the end of the week, it is refreshing to have a segment like this.
Thank you. So, I was just about
to
ask.
So good job by both of you guys.
Thank you. I was about to ask Susan what's making her happy, but she's busy picking up all those phone lines. But a couple of the texters here say, guys, Oscar Mayer Wiener ice cream. I guess that's making him happy. Oscar Mayer Wiener ice cream.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we don't judge here on the happy hour, so no judging. So whatever your thing is your thing.
I'm not judging.
Now, hey, guys, my two brothers are coming for dinner and watch the fireworks tomorrow. Enjoy those brothers. Guys, I'm driving up to my cabin on Mille Lacs where I listen to the Twins game in the boat. Yes, you do. Enjoy it. State Fair, big letters. That's what making somebody happy. Gail's in St. Louis Park. What's making you happy, Gail?
I just finished 18 months of cancer treatments.
Wow.
And also, I am a new grandma.
Oh, mazel. What did you have?
My son has a little girl. Her name is Amber.
Amber.
And she was born 2 weeks ago today.
Oh, mazel tov, Gail. Enjoy
that
little baby.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
And good
That's
health
huge.
To you, Gail.
Thank
good
you.
Health.
Whew.
Just those little baby. They 2 weeks, she's still got the new baby smell. You just want to sniff up that little delicious baby and suck on those cheeks and those toes. All right, I get a little crazy. Sorry.
Yeah.
The toes, the cheeks.
This is scary stuff, Henry.
The thighs. I know.
She goes into zombie mode.
Hey, you got to take care of those babies, man. They need all the love.
I just want to eat them up. I just want to love them up. Hey, guys, I'm on the highway going to the Kansas City to visit the World War I Museum. You know, isn't that great? My kids are actually in Kansas City this weekend, Henry. You'll appreciate this. Going to see Mets game. Mets are playing Kansas City. We have some family friends there, so their dad took them to Kansas City. And I do believe the friends they're joining are going to that very museum this weekend.
The folks that text in and they're traveling to Kansas City, make sure that if you want some good barbecue, check out Q39 or Joe's Kansas City. Make sure you go to one of those two spots. Outstanding.
Q39 and Joe's Kansas City.
Yes, both phenomenal spots.
All right, Henry Lake, you heard it from the expert right here. You heard it.
They will not be disappointed.
George, what's making you happy? Can you pop him up, Sue? Hey, George.
Yep. 3 weeks ago, I fell off a roof. Had major surgery. I'm walking, doing my work, and grateful that the Twins are in first place.
Wow.
Yes. And we're grateful and we're happy that you're on the road to recovery, man. Yeah, absolutely.
And continued good health, George. Guys. You're a rock star.
Yeah, thanks.
Be well, sir. Unbelievable. All right, Susan, now that you're off the phone, what's making you happy, love?
Tomorrow we're going to join Remy Maxwell. We're going to go ride with Hogs for Heroes.
Oh,
I'm
so
really psyched because the weather's going to be great. And we're going to end up at Corcoran Days, Crazy Country Days, or whatever.
Hey, did you know, Henry Lake, that Susan is a biker chick?
Yes, she told me.
No, I am not.
No
matter how many times people try to tell me that, I say I am not a biker chick. I am a chick who rides on a bike my boyfriend.
To answer your question, yes, she mentioned that to me in the first month of me being at WCC.
Because I was in her car the other day, and I saw that rockin' leather jacket, and she's got the chaps going.
I do not have chaps.
Okay, I lied about that.
I got a helmet and a jacket.
She's got chaps.
I was hoping there
were
chaps.
That's how it starts, Susan. That's how it starts. Biker... Helmet and a jacket.
Do you have boots? You have a cowboy?
I've always had boots.
Yeah, okay.
I've always had boots, I do have one. No, actually, I have two. Harley Davidson shirt.
Yes.
Dave bought me one last year, and then I took one of his old ones and cut the sleeves off.
Nice.
That's so funny. Chaps.
She's a biker chick.
I don't have chaps.
You do wear a helmet, though, right?
I do. I wear a helmet.
Okay.
I wear a helmet.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. We're late now for the happy hour. Henry, thank you for sharing your happy. And thank you all out there. And Paul, of course, you for sharing your happy. It is uplifting. It shows the positivity and the humanity and the shared, good vibes that we all have for each other. So thanks for doing
Absolutely.
That. So much fun. Thank you for spending some time with us this week. Paul, we started off at the SAVE event, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, on Monday. And we ended up here with the happy hour. It's a good week.
It was a good week. And again, if there's any breaking news from the Brainerd Lakes area, specifically Pelican Lake, I'm going to be all over that, okay?
Any fish caught, that's right. Any naked skinny
dippers.
Like
a record walleye or skinny dippers, yes, I'm on that.
You know, we will be out at the fair come Thursday. We're doing our show live from the fair every day. We're not there on weekends. We're just Monday through Friday, so we're very excited to see you. Shake hands, kiss babies. Ooh, I love those babies. I'll squeeze them, too. Had a great weekend with you. Reminder, check out Jordana WCCO on Twitter or the Paul and Jordana Facebook page to join our contest, our twins contest. You can win an autographed jersey, bat, and ball if you can predict when they are going to get 268 home runs. Stay tuned next. Henry Lake with First Pitch.
See you, Jor.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.